And now dictation for Jan Slack, S-L-A-C-K, March 548. Addresses a letter, Kaylin Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1645. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up Mr. Slack. History of a renal transplant on transplant medications, prior history of prostate cancer, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in March. Heavy object crash over the right foot. Fortunately, minor degree of fracture. Did not require surgery. Already healing. Complications of an ulcer. Already healed. Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E. Because of the ulcer, for a period of time, was off the everolimus, E-V-E-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, which already has been restarted. Denies any fever, follows transplant center Henry IV, blood pressure at home 110s, 130s over 40s and 50s, no upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, recent transesophageal echo, normal ejection fraction. There is dense plaque on the descending aorta. There are plans for left-sided carotid endarterectomy, apparently combined surgery and endovascular repair. More than 80% stenosis on that side, less than 50 on the right. He has recurring stroke. Other review system done, medication list review, present transplant prednisone everolimus, the only blood pressure is metoprolol, present weight 161, blood pressure 126-64, no respiratory distress, prior surgeries from skin cancer on forehead and face, high-pitched carotid bruit on the left-sided, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, September. He was off the everolimus, so not detectable. Anemia 12.8, normal kidney transplant, normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, no activity in the urine for blood or protein, next paragraph, assessment and plan. IgA nephropathy, status post renal transplant, kidney function normal, on high risk medication immunosuppressants, recent trauma right foot, complications of ulcer, everolimus placed on hold and now restarted, no activity in the urine, nothing to suggest rejection. Extensive atherosclerosis, plan for revascularization left carotid, apparently endovascular procedure. He will expose, I believe, with IV contrast. Kidney function is normal, I have no concerns. The procedure will be through the groin up to the neck, always a concern for cholesterol emboli. Continue CPAP machine. Continue cholesterol management. There has been no rejection whatsoever. No recurrence of prostate cancer. The transplant was given by patient's daughter. Continue to follow.